Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
God has maneuvered in ways that appear to us as foolish, ways that attack our pride. The cross was a stumbling block to the smart and strong. The church was a puzzle to the pious and privileged. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the courier himself employs tactics that are far from impressive. Paul's ministry did not depend on eloquence or intelligence. In fact, he made a point of being plain. He preached Christ crucified, not himself amplified. Yet miracles flowed from this trembling little specimen of a man. It was obvious to all that Paul's power came from God. The mysteries that were hidden from the mighty are now made available to the minion through the ministry of the Spirit. The mind of man cannot explore the things of God unaided. The natural man, or the man living without the supernatural spirit, is deaf to spiritual communiques. He is limited to a superficial understanding of spiritual truth. But the Spirit can enlighten a man's mind and enable finite faculties to grasp infinite impulses and information. And don't think we have to turn off the intellect and enter some trance to talk to the Spirit. God has given us our minds. He wants to communicate direct. We must trust God to speak by His Spirit through the existing hardware. We have the mind of Christ.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.